This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. His life was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, did the swamp get to President Donald Trump? It was Drudge, always with a way with words, that said, the swamp drains him. When we saw the first crack in him not delivering, and he's delivered so good on so many things, it's already so much better than anything I ever saw. They want to break the base away from Trump and then exacerbate anything they say is a flip-flop. The dollar explodes in value. The Chinese raise theirs, something Trump wanted, and he goes, they're no longer manipulating currency, so for now, I'm not going to have a currency war. They call it a flip-flop. That was Trump getting what he said he'd do and making them stop screwing us on that one point. And he's signing a bunch of executive orders now on their dumping cheap goods and blocking our goods coming in. I mean, he is taking them to the woodshed. So, that's the truth. I'm not just some apologist. Trump doesn't sign my paychecks. I'm doing what I believe is good for the country and the future of the world and my children and hopefully your children. But you're going to make the decision. So the question is the swamp draining him? Has the swamp gotten to Trump, as Mike in Wyoming asked there on the board? We're going to go to him in a moment. Well, yeah, he's having to wade into the swamp to actually drain it. He's having to go into a goblin's nest. You know, he's going to have a goblin guide to take him into Mordor. I don't care if he gets a little bit of goblin blood on him or something, but I don't want to catch him in bed with a goblin. Remember that little rant I did that went viral, like 20 million views or something just on YouTube alone, 9 million on some other channel. Hilarious. They're like, Jones is crazy. He thinks Trump's having sex with goblins. It's called an analogy. Now it's a famous meme. I tell you, man, the media is so deceptive. They take analogies we do and then say they're real. Jones believes goblins live under the Capitol. But that's a good question. So let's ask Mike. Is the swamp draining Trump? What do you think's going on, Mike?
My suspicion is that they've gotten to Trump. With between the incursions onto the White House lawn and this episode with the Secret Service agent conveniently leaving all the blueprints and other security access codes on a laptop for someone to steal out of her car. I think they sent a not so subtle message to him that you know, we can get you and your family anytime we want. And I think he's caved in, at least to some extent. Maybe he's cut a deal where he said, I'll leave me the domestic front and you guys can take over on the foreign policy front.
That's what I said at the very start of the broadcast. I said, is he co-opting them? Are they co-opting him? Is he deluding himself as he begins to change course, at least in some areas, because he's been intimidated, because he's been threatened, because they let the media organize all over the news, his murder, his death, things that are criminal felonies. But then I joke about punching somebody in the nose, you know, to defend my honor, like I'm Foghorn Leghorn or something, or Porky Pig, and they say, oh, arrest Alex Jones. Absolutely. I think that's gotten to him because that's where his wife and his son live, the blueprints. And who believes that a high-level Secret Service agent leaves that in a car and then it just gets robbed?
Not me, for sure.
Mike, stay there. Mike's been calling for 18 years. Mike's a doctor, medical doctor, and he's been a guest on before. And he has always had great points. He rarely gets on the show. So I'm going to come back to Mike, have him lay this out, where he thinks it's going. Smart guy. Then we're going to go to Corey, Steve, Scott. Hugh's up next after Mike, though. So stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're now into hour number two. Doug Hagman, investigator, will be joining us coming up in the next segment. We'll continue with calls to break some very important intel. We have so much new news breaking that I'm going to be going over at the bottom of the hour. But right now, we're talking about the big issue. The talking point from the BBC, the talking point from CNN, ABC News, but also the independent media is Trump is totally flip-flopped. It's over. He just reversed five policies. And that's not what happened. He negotiated five policies, and in all five cases, it massively helped the United States, and he got huge concessions from Mexico, China, the EU, NATO, you name it. And I'm not bashing Zero Hedge. They're great folks. But their article is a rewrite of a Democratic Party talking point that has been splattered everywhere. But here's the bigger issue. The Secret Service high-level lady accidentally leaves her laptop and stuff with all the codes to the Trump Tower and the White House and where they go and the security procedures in her car so somebody breaks in and gets it. Who believes that? That's felony level dereliction of duty. I mean, it sounds like espionage. Oh, I'm just sure she did that. Whatever. I mean, I'll believe that when you proved me the moon's made of Swiss cheese. Green Swiss cheese at that. So I read over these 5 points. NATO. They're announcing they're going to pay more. They're announcing they're going to give us all the intelligence. They're going to stop bossing us around having NATO. Remember 3 years ago when Obama was saying he had authorization from NATO to strike Syria and the UN? Trump's like, you get the authorization from Congress and from the presidency and from the emergency here in our country. You don't get it from some foreign organization. He made NATO roll over. Yellen's now doing what he says. I don't trust her. She'll still get rid of her. And then China's currency's gone up because ours exploded. And now there's not a big currency issue currently. And Trump says they've stopped manipulating the last 2 months. It's true. Because they couldn't, because the dollar went so high, they had to start raising it. So these aren't flip-flops. These were negotiations. On health care, he gave us a stinker. He lied to us on that, and he tried to bully the Freedom Caucus, who are great people, the backbone of what's left of this country, to restore it. And that was wrong. Trump was wrong. I'll call him out in a second. Now, going back to Mike, who's a longtime caller, been calling for like 18 years, medical doctor. He's been a guest on the show, been a consultant to us. Mike's calling in and saying he's concerned that the swamp got him. Didn't drain him, got him, threatening his wife, threatening his kids, the media allowing the threats to be put up by major newspapers saying kill Trump. COG, Democrats, the former deputy head of the Defense Department, shopping an overthrow of Trump and saying it can be legal and lawful, saying everyone that was elected were Russian spies and that all Republicans who were elected, even in state houses in the 2016 election, that massive sweep, they will all be removed from office and new elections will be held overseen by Homeland Security. I've talked to folks that have talked to Trump, and I've talked to Trump, but not on that subject. Well, I guess I have. But he's very, very fatalistic and says, I'm not stopping. I'm stubborn. I'm doing it. But subconsciously, could he start to bend a little bit? I mean, I've had my family threatened, and it's very hard not to bend to it. I haven't bent. I'm not bragging. I'm just, and it's not because I'm pigheaded or even have courage. There's no future if we don't do this for anybody. I know in my gut, in my spirit, if I don't go all in, my kids have no future. We're all in this together, folks. So let's go back to Mike. Mike, you're always a humble guy, but you got the floor for a few minutes here. Give us your really informed view of this.
Well, you know him better than I do, for sure. I've sent, I don't know how many tweets and emails and correspondence through the White House website. And incidentally, I would like you to address at some point what's the best way to actually get through to him. But the danger I see is that even if you're right and he's just too clever for all of them, if he surrounds himself with all these establishment figures and even Ed Rollins, whose establishment as you get, I was watching him on Lou Dobbs last night, and he admitted that Trump is surrounding himself with establishment, hacks. And that was an amazing confession to me. At some point, you know, all one has to do is remove Trump from the scene. You put in Pence and, you know, you've got your whole NWO agenda in place. So he's setting himself for calamity, I'm afraid. But a couple of questions. How does he break through the logjam of the security clearances to get his people moving into the slots that are vacant right now?
That's right. That's what they're doing. They've got everybody intimidated with this Russia fiction, except the Democrats actually are involved themselves. So they're controlling the security clearances and just blocking any patriots. It's a deep state coup against Trump. That's how you know Trump's real. But let me walk through all the points you made because they're absolutely on target, being 110%. Is he draining the swamp or is it draining him? Is he co-opting them or are they co-opting him? They're acting like, even though he's putting them in positions of power, that they're going to slit his throat. They're going to stab him in the back. They're already betraying him. They already go out and leak information. They already go out, like you just mentioned, even though they're part of the establishment and say, oh, look, he's betraying. He's part of the establishment. They're celebrating him. People like Newt Gingrich are like, oh, Bannon's going to be out because, yeah, he's a pirate. But, you know, now he's in the government, so we can't have pirates in the government. So we see all this sycophantic garbage. They don't like what Trump stood for, whether he's real or not. And I believe he is real. So they must destroy that image. So I agree. He's got to get rid of Yellen and all these people, because if he leaves them in power and then he makes them do his will, they're going to hate him even that much, sitting there in the positions of power, knowing now, though, they're actually being made to serve the American people. Because you look at what he's doing economically, he is flipping all the right switches to cause a roaring next decade in the face of a global attempt to implode the economy. So we're in quite a paradigm, right? A paradox. This is an amazing time right now to be alive, Mike. And so believe me, your last point goes to the center of this. How do you get a hold of Trump? I learned through the NSA leaks that we got from Arpaio that was real, because I had his number at Mar-a-Lago, his actual apartment number. I never called it. I was given it. I just didn't call it. I knew the numbers in New York are really his numbers. And I knew my number was real, and Michael Savage's number was real. It was just crazy that, you know, they were spying on all of us and still are. But hell, the FBI admits they are. I'm under criminal investigation. I guess they're doing that now to cover their ass, because what they were doing was illegal before. But how do you get a hold of him? He calls you, and then Rince Priebus is on the phone, or somebody else is, and because they tell him, national security, sir, these people are under investigation as Russians, and so we have to be on the phone when you call the Russians. And so that's how they've got him, like a Chinese emperor in the Forbidden City. His feet are bound. His fingernails are 2 feet long. He's not allowed to feed himself. That's the position they're trying to put him in when he was photographed a month ago, bear crawling up a hill to his golf ball at 70 years old. I mean, he is a piece of work. And he's a throwback, too. He's not like the big, you know, super muscular Superman at 70. He's, you know, the pot-bellied kind of Fred Flintstone tough guy. I mean, it's pure Americana. And they have got him so isolated, so surrounded, and then he sneaks away. I mean, for a while, you could call this number. And I knew about it before it was in the news. People didn't believe it when the Washington Post broke it. I don't know why they broke it, because then everybody knew about it. Trump had the direct White House number and then an extension. And then he'll sit there at night randomly picking the phone up to see what people are saying. It's the wildest thing ever. And I only called it a few times because it was so weird, and I never got a hold of him on it. But then once I left the message, and then later when I talked to him, he brought up the message. I mean, the guy's wild. I mean, all I can say is I'm 43, and at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm in bed. And he really is craving learning how to go on the Internet. And by learning, and he calls it the clips. And so he goes to YouTube, he goes to InfoWars, he goes to Drudge. But he also goes to the New York Times and stuff. He cares what they say, too. I mean, it's crazy. And so that's what's going on. And so, yes, notice they don't let positive tweets go to the top where he can read them. So then he had to be told, you notice you never see positive tweets. And he's like, yeah, and I go down over 100 pages, you'll see it. And he's digging in to find the positive tweets. It's not that he needs affirmation. He really wants to hear what you think. And so they're doing everything they can to isolate him. Mike, what do you think we do?
We pray a lot. I was talking to a friend down in Arizona the other day, and who had kind of given up and saw this as analogous to the Reagan situation after after Bush had Reagan shot and almost killed, and after that he was pretty well under control. But like I told my friend, that he's the only game in town. So all we can do is pray that he keeps it under control, and that he starts putting some good people in place around him to you know, to protect the White House. And I think he needs to call on the special ops guys, the real military, not these skunks like McMaster, to clean house if he needs to.
No, I agree. If I was Trump, and then this was certainly discussed, I know, I would have swept in constitutionally. The globalists are the foreign power. I would be saying, you're the enemy, you're indicted, you're investigated, they'll have juries. And I would have just been removing everybody, because they're trying to kill him. They're trying to overthrow him day one. He's trying to restore the republic. They're trying to block him, and they're not going to coexist. Trump's got to, in fact, every time I talk to Trump, I say, sir, I told you they're not going to back off. I told you you got to go after him. And finally, the word is they're getting ready to drop the hammer on Hillary and others, and they are rounding pedophiles up everywhere. Mike, we love you, brother. Thanks for calling in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-370-8599. That's 1-800-370-8599. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here. We're going to continue with your calls throughout the hour. Riding shotgun with us is a talk show host in his own right and investigator, Doug Hagman. We've got so much to get to. Up front, I want to ask Doug the topic that we were just discussing earlier, death threats on the family, the Secret Service agent having the documents stolen and the blueprints for Trump Tower. Is the swamp beginning to drain Trump is the question, and where do we expect this to go? I mean, I see him really delivering on a lot of fronts, but at least on the surface, rhetoric-wise, he is appearing to be a lot more established. And we understand the candidate and the way you're going to govern are at least somewhat different, but if he's fulfilling promises to bring back our sovereignty, then it shouldn't be too much different. I've got to say, overall, I'm very pleased with the domestic situation. I'm watching what's happening with Korea and other areas. But, Doug Hagmann, what is your intel on all this?
I didn't catch that, Alex.
I'm sorry, Doug. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
What is your intel on the state of the world right now?
Well, I think what's happening right now is people have a tendency to look at everything, every move that is made by Donald Trump as through the lens of a microscope as opposed to just a wider view. And I think that people have to understand that we've been in captivity bondage for multiple administrations, including the illegitimate two-term presidency of Barack Hussein Obama. So Donald Trump getting in that office, having won the election, of course, the attempt here is going to be to delegitimize his presidency. Now, I apologize if that's a little bit off script from what you were saying, because I didn't hear anything. However, therefore, it's easy for all of us, one and all, to get a little bit confused or a little bit concerned about, for example, his response in Syria, which is definitely one should take notice about that particular response and falling for or ostensibly falling for a false flag, perhaps, and his response with North Korea or anticipated response there. But I think that we have to take a few steps back and look at the fact that there are multiple organizations that have been entrenched and established over the period of decades, if not three quarters of a century, to compromise that particular office. So that's the environment. That's the Colosseum that Donald Trump walked into and had taken over. And he is facing opposition from within and from without. And the various opposition pieces, or the various opposition chess pieces, I should say, include members of his own party, members of his inner circle, and, of course, the obvious and known opponents. So you've got this very hostile environment facing Donald Trump. So, and again, we're very quick to manage microcosmically everything that we see him doing and saying, well, man, he's sold off. Now, there's some...
I'm going to steal that term, microcosmically. That's an awesome term.
I'm not even sure if that's a word, but...
It is. Know, no, I mean, it is. It's a compound word.
Okay, but nonetheless, so what we're seeing here is, to me, at least from my sources, and I've been talking with people inside D.C., not the military, and I want to make that clear. I'm very weak in the military sources, but the intelligence sources, they've said, look, nothing that you've seen to this point has happened by accident. I heard you talking about the laptop, the Secret Service laptop. Very interesting, a long story behind that. I'm not sure I understand all the details, but of course that is embedded within that was the very damaging information against Hillary Clinton. And of course, this is tied directly to...
Well, by the way, I know they were talking to you about your camera frame or something. That's why I didn't hear what I was saying. But no, you're absolutely on the reality script here, because that's exactly what I was asking you, what your view was. And we're going to come back and play the clip again. But what do you make of Trump finally coming out and saying, guilty Hillary? So she's not just crooked Hillary, she's guilty Hillary. The word is he's getting ready to release the hounds.
Yeah, and I think Alex said he's realizing that there is a limit to what he can say. And I think he's being a little bit more, shall we say, a little bit more concerned over the wording that he's using, although perhaps it might not seem that way to us. I do believe that that's what he's doing. He's very conscientious at this point.
Sure, he has to recuse himself of what his attorney general does. She's guilty as hell, but he just can't say, hey, go get him. But clearly it's time for that to happen.
Exactly. I've got some information that...
let's talk about that when we come back. We'll play the clip. Okay. We also have Assad's statement that's on Infowars.com, French news agency. He says it's 100% fake chemical attack. And then we've caught CNN in more fake news. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Doug Hagman of the HagmanReport.com is our guest. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Hugh in Washington, Corey in Connecticut, Scott in Wisconsin, Steve, we're going to go to all of you here in about 10 minutes with your points, your topics on where you think the administration's going, the North Korea situation, the Syria situation. Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report is riding shotgun with us in this hour. We're going to have Millie Weaver and others in the second half of the third hour. They were out in California for a week. And they're going to premiere some of the investigative reports they did with the confirmed child sex rings operating out there and the big massive bust that have been happening and accelerating and expanding under President Trump. And, of course, we have this giant UN operation, reportedly thousands of children raped and killed in many cases. And it's been covered up. But the Associated Press says it's been covered up. So you think about that. Meanwhile, they've got armies of lawyers calling almost every website, group up, you name it, high-powered ones, threatening people any time you open your mouth up about any of this. Now, they are definitely, definitely in MSM and the whole corporate world very, very concerned. Well, there it is, ABC News, AP exclusive. Wow. we just had our team there a few months ago and said it was a huge sex ring. But okay, AP exclusive, UN sex ring left victims but no arrest. So she'll be joining us. We can also talk about that with Mr. Hagman here in a moment. Before I go any further, we have an Easter special, obviously runs through Easter, on some of our best-selling supplements and nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. You can also call toll-free, 888-253-3139. 30% off Brain Force, our amazing nootropic. Go read the hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews it's got from third-party sites. We're linked to those on the site. 25% off Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Vitamin Mineral Fruit Punch Concentrate for your children to put in their water. It's delicious. Kids love it. It's a great way to get them to get their multivitamin and actually absorb it. 25% off Survival Shield X2, even though that supply is about to sell out yet again, and many other specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We've recently been banned off AdRoll and Google Ads, and the different Democratic Party groups are openly saying kick us off Google entirely. But you've been coming through, InfoWarriors, to help us keep the operation going and changing the world together. So thank you for your support. Get great products, support the broadcast, whether it's high-quality colloidal silver or vitamin B12 or caveman that's back in stock. It's 33% off the bone broth / turmeric / chaga mushroom, bee pollen. It's just got so many other great things. And here is a review of the day. Then we're going back to our guest. This is by Marionetta. Incredible product in so many ways. Rainforce Plus. I can feel the difference immediately. Very impressed with the ingredients. This product will take the place of 4 or 5 other pills I take, saving money, less fillers, and saving a lot of money. I am also happy that the dosage of each of the ingredients is large enough to help therapeutically. Hats off to your research team that put this together. I'll be taking it for the rest of my life. Oh, I love how CNN and MSNBC and Vox in just the last week say, Jones sells naturopath crap. The purest, super strong iodine that you die without. Super powerful multivitamin mineral fruit punch. We go out and study the best-selling nootropics out there and just make it better and stronger. You know, something sold in Whole Foods stores and then it's a bestseller. And we want stuff that really works the very best. The media says naturopathy is, you know, like we have one drop of something and they keep taking it out that there's almost nothing and then you still get the benefit of a tiny amount. I don't get into all that. Some of it's real, some of it isn't. They just throw that label on, like, if you need to eat an orange, I'm a naturopath. No, you'll die without vitamin C of scurvy. A lot of Americans actually have it. They just don't diagnose it. So, oh, look at Joe's giving medical advice. No, you need oxygen. You need water. I don't need a medical degree to tell you that. And I have free speech of what I've done personally to tell you what I do. And people love our products, and they hate it. We're not selling Prozac and Ritalin and all these other ads on TV. And, you know, you hear the drug ads, and then there's 30 seconds of how it'll kill you afterwards. We're selling GRAS certified, that's the federal law, recognized by the Food and Drug Administration as safe, as the supplements that have been known to be safe. We just get better sources, we have different compounds, we get you the freshest and good prices, and they can't stand it. Jones is crazy. He says Gardasil's hurt people. Type it into a search engine, bro. It's in mainstream news every day. It's killing people. People die every day. Every day it's in the news. But you hope your audience are morons. Let's go back to Doug Hagman again of HagmanReport.com. Investigator broke so much big news on the whole situation with WikiLeaks and his great sources. Let's play this clip of Trump. Here's Trump briefly on Fox Business again saying that what we're dealing with here is guilty Hillary. So what does that stand for? What does that mean? We'll play that clip in a moment, Doug. Let's expand on what you see happening in the world, the investigations into the pedophiles and more.
Well, okay. The that's a very important topic because the human sex trafficking, the human trafficking and child sex, that is the globalist currency of choice, along with drugs and, of course, weapons and oil. But specifically, that's the perverse vein that runs through this deep state, which is definitely at war with Donald Trump, and not at war just with Donald Trump, but everything he stands for and the office of the presidency in order to encapsulate, compromise, and take down not only the legitimacy of Donald Trump and the presidency under Donald Trump, but the entirety of the United States. So we have to keep our eye on that. And I think that there are so many important things that are connected to that, pedogate, the entirety of the human trafficking and child sex trafficking. I don't think that anything with respect to that can be understated, how important that is. We have so many people compromised because of that, and your audience knows that. And, of course, we've talked about that. Now, having said all of that, I do believe that the response to keep that under wraps, so far under wraps, and so far away from our current Department of Justice and FBI, is that's being accelerated, and there's this huge constant, persistent, florid attempt to keep all of this under wraps, and even to the extent of, look, we're gonna make sure you're compromised, you're not believable, you're not made believable, or if you can't be bribed, then we're gonna compromise, and if you can't be compromised, or if you can't be bribed, or if you're gonna be a problem, then of course there's the ultimate solution, and that's just basically wiping you off the map. And I'm talking about the players involved in this perverse rat line of human trafficking. Now, having said all of that, that feeds right into the what I believe to be the key ingredients here with respect to the movement against Donald Trump, the movement against the not just Donald Trump, but the movement that brought Donald Trump to the presidency. I don't want to sound redundant, but there are two different things. One is the effect, and that's the Donald Trump, and the other is what propelled him to that office.
So that's right. They are so scared of the phenomenon of the awakening to globalism. That's why they're desperate to say he turned on us, as if our movement against globalism will go away if they kill Trump or compromising. No, Trump is just a vehicle, a weapon for us to get our country back. If he breaks or falls to the side, or if I break or fall to the side, or if you do, just lovingly throw us into a ditch, plant some flowers on our head, and move forward. Or come back later and bury us. Just win the war against the globalists, against the technocrats. Their ideology of eugenics is pure crystalline evil. It must be resisted.
Yeah, precisely. And, you know, you saw how everyone saw how hard they and still are trying to associate Donald Trump and his associates with Vladimir Putin of Russia, saying that there's this unholy alliance there, when in fact that alliance exists not within the Trump administration, but within the previous administrations, as we saw with Valerie Jarrett, with Iran, and of course Iran being a proxy state of Russia, and of course what we saw with the off mic or hot mic comments by Obama, second term or first term Obama going into the second term with respect to Medvedev. But having said all of that,
he said, "I can do more once I get into office." I mean, there he is.
Right.
Imagine we had Trump. I can do more once I get reelected. There's no connection to Trump and the Russians. They have nothing. They're up to it in their eyeballs. And they just keep pushing, pushing, pushing. And again, that's the excuse to build the deep state movement and say, we're the stay behind network in America to defeat Trump and the evil Russians. And then now we see them saying, oh, we'll overthrow all the Republicans, except for a few lapdogs like Lindsey Graham and people, and then we'll have our COG take over. Trump must move against that. That is the globalist criminal organization that's openly calling and mainlining a coup against our republic.
Precisely. And if they don't succeed as well or as quickly as they want to on that, using that those talking points, then they're going to go after Trump and are going after our president with respect to his business dealings, which, of course, are massive, numerous business dealings. So they're going to attempt to delegitimize him through his – that's why they want his tax returns, because no one's going to be able to understand really the tax returns once they're gotten. I mean, we're not talking about a simple 1040 here. We're talking about corporate tax returns that are thousands, if not tens of thousands of pages. So they're going to, and of course, the talking points of the globalists, the talking points of the organizations on this, at the, where the fight exists, really where I'm looking at is the street level fight, saying that Trump was not elected by the majority of people, so he's illegitimate. He's a puppet of Vladimir Putin. And of course, if that doesn't work, then we're going to attack his mental state, his fragility of mind, his manic
depression. Or he sold us out. He's a globalist now to get the base to turn against him. You can see the talking points. I want to play that clip we have now of Trump saying, guilty Hillary. So she's gone from crooked Hillary to guilty Hillary. That is a very good sign. Here it is.
Still wondering, though, they're scratching your heads why so many Obama-era staffers are still here. For example, was it a mistake not to ask Jim Comey to step down from the FBI at the outset of your presidency? Is it too late now to ask him to step down?
No, it's not too late, but, you know, I have confidence in him. We'll see what happens. You know, it's going to be interesting, but, you know, we have to just look. I have so many people that want to come into this administration. They're so excited about this administration and what's happening. Bankers, law enforcement people, everybody wants to come into this administration. Don't forget, when Jim Comey came out, he saved Hillary Clinton. People don't realize that. He saved her life because I call it Comey One. And I joke about it a little bit. When he was reading those charges, she was guilty on every charge. And then he said she was essentially okay.
Well, that's why I'm asking. Why is he still on your side?
No, I'm just saying, well, because I want to give everybody a good, fair chance. Director Comey was very, very good to Hillary Clinton, that I can tell you.
All right.
If he weren't, she would be right now going to trial.
That's right. Final comments on that, then I'm going to play this Assad clip and go to calls. But, again, what else? I mean, now you've got a lot of news. You're working on a lot of breaking stuff. What else is in the hopper?
Well, with respect to that, I just want to mention that the FBI, they generate the final investigative work product. The prosecution, of course, is up to the Department of Justice. And I think that the reason that, and what I'm getting is the reason that Comey is still there is because he is critical and possesses, along with McCabe, unfortunately, and others, the investigative work product that will be used by Jeff Sessions to in the prosecution, if there will be one, and I do hope there will be. That's at least as a
thought. Do you have any word from your sources that have proven to be very accurate, or I guess it's being held close to the vest? Having the president sounds like, say that's like a declaration of war.
Well, I think everything involved with respect to that, there's a timing issue. What can the American people, what will the American people stomach? And there are people looking at this. Going after Hillary today may not be the most, although correctly, it may not be the most, shall we say, the smartest thing to do, given the fact that, well, that could be used as against President Trump. And saying, well, he's just doing this to divert attention away from the real issues. Don't forget, Donald Trump's got a full plate right now with respect to Syria, Al-Qaeda, or ISIS. And
North Korea, and he's trying to get Supreme Court people in. So I understand it's almost like she's an afterthought, she's out of power, but she's not. Her surrogates, George Soros, they're in full war mode trying to get Trump out of office or dead. So, and plus, it's justice. It's what he said he'd do. And we know Hillary's red-handed. Caught with all this corruption. We need to send some people to prison.
Absolutely. And if I can just say one thing, and this I've not really broken anywhere. I've talked about a little bit of this a little bit on my show, but I'll break it right here on InfoWars. The information or what we have done through the Northeast Intelligence Network, we used to monitor, of course, all of the Islamic message boards. What we've done since the election, and I've mentioned this briefly before, but we have now a group of volunteer investigators, licensed, accredited, that have infiltrated some of the street-level groups as operatives and assets. Much like James O'Keefe in terms of his level of infiltration, and much like the Center for Miracle Progress with respect to Planned Parenthood, various organizations to find out what they're up to. And they're getting a lot of their marching orders from the Obama and Clinton camps. Now, Obama and Clinton have been very quiet since, of course, the transition of power. However, there's a reason for that, and that's because they're working very diligently behind the scenes, and they want this.
And they admit they are. I'm going to go ahead and go to some calls now. Then I'll get your take on Assad and play the clip where Assad's come out and says that chemical attack, 100% fabrication, and then I'll get your view on that, Mr. Hagman. Right now, let's go to Corey and then Hugh and others. Thanks for holding, Corey. You're on the air from Connecticut.
Good morning. How are you, Alex?
Welcome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, pleasure, pleasure. Yeah, I've been following the past recent events for the past 2 weeks, going back even the past decade and under the past administration. What's looking to be more and more like a democratically controlled situation here with Syria. If you watch who's been basically cheering Trump ever since the strike and how Trump said that he's not going to invade Syria, I actually completely agree with him with this three-dimensional chess that he's sort of playing. If you remember back, when they wanted Hillary to come into office, the Brookings Institute put out the think tank put out a paper, PDF, called Which Path to Persia, back a few years back. And what seems to be playing out here is that Saudi Arabia, more or less, is the one that's fighting this war against the U.S. rather than Russia.
Because, absolutely. I mean, they've threatened the U.S. and Russia.
Absolutely. And when you're looking at this at a dollar perspective here, with what has happened in the past 2 weeks with the president of China coming to the U.S., and on top of that, with the Federal Reserve announcing that they're going to drop $4.5 trillion worth of toxic assets, one has to think here, the only country that's been very quiet about this is Saudi Arabia. And what I think that Trump was actually threatened with was the fact of the economy. And with Saudi Arabia having the most interest with Syria, with the Golan Heights region at the base near the Israeli border, and why McCain was helping all the individual rebels. I'm sure you've seen the pictures of him there.
Stay there. Corey, you sound like a smart guy here, an Iraq vet, and you want to talk about North Korea, too. Well, come back, get where you're going with this, because I mean, it's absolutely on target what you're saying, so I want to put a cherry on top or I guess a bow on it. Then we're going to move on to Hugh and Scott and everybody else. Stay with us. And again, riding shotgun with us is the man that hosts the Hagmann Report. We'll be back. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Doug Hagman's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. We're taking your phone calls right now. Corey in Connecticut. So we've put out the strategic report you're talking about. I'm aware of the larger machinations in the Middle East. Where are you saying this is all going?
Well, what it seems to be, Alex, is that when Dick Cheney had gotten out of office, he had disappeared for 3 years under the Obama administration up until the first gas attack in Syria. And being excellent information coming up from the investigative journalists on who that attack was produced by and the players in the local area. When Turkey just recently applauded Trump along with McCain for hitting Syria, the thing that I was waiting for is that back in 2013 was when the whole Benghazi situation was enveloping. And I plug Mr. Hammond there for announcing all the charges that they possibly could draw up on this. I do feel that we're going to have a revisitation soon from what Benghazi was really producing, even stemming back to Iraq in 2006, 2007, 2008, as to how the intelligence agencies under the Obama administration was actually intentionally destabilizing the Middle East with the intelligence agencies. So with what Trump recently just did, I think was a brilliant maneuver, because it's not only showing the individuals who were setting it up for the destabilization process in the Middle East, he was sending out a shot across the bow saying that these policies are not only going to be coming to an end, he's going to be heading it up at the forefront and working with Russia to actually stop what is currently happening in the Middle East with ISIS.
That's basically what Trump has said privately, and now that's starting to come out, that's the plan, is to end the, quote, mess that the criminals started. Thank you so much for the call. Great points, Corey. Mr. Hagman, what do you want to add to that?
Just to drive home the point that Benghazi, the third rail of politics or of the political arena, Benghazi. Benghazi provided or does provide the window into what's taking place in Syria. It's the Syria is destabilized because of the Libyan, the Ho Chi Minh Trail of arms and munitions across northern Africa, Libya, into Turkey, and then into Syria. So that provides the window into what's taking place in Syria. I think everyone should really keep their eyes on Syria. World War III is going to start in Syria, not North Korea, not in the South China Sea. It's all about Syria, and it's all about the Middle East. That's where we need to keep our eyes on. We need to keep our focus on. And I kind of take exception to the brilliant characterization of Donald Trump's reaction. I think it was more necessary and begrudgingly so. We have to do something. We're going to do it this way. At least that's what I'm being told from my end.
And clearly it was to shut up his critics.
Yes, yes. It did a number of things, actually. And it was really had an effect on the Chinese during that meeting with the Chinese president.
Sure. Let's go to Hugh in Washington. You're on the air. Thanks for holding, you.
Hey.
Hey, brother.
Got me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look. Trump is the secret squirrel. 007. Man, this Syrian thing was a shocker. I never saw it coming. But watching the American public get so fickle, all of a sudden he's losing his support base? Come on. That's totally a lie. Man, I've been more for Trump than I was when he was campaigning. He's the right guy. He's like the miracle. He's the wild card. Got to hang in there with him, man. And you're doing a good job of that, too, Alex. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, brother. I'm just looking at the facts. I mean, they call it five flip-flops. He went in there and got good negotiations for us, then backed off with his threat. We're going to come back with Mr. Hagman and more calls on the other side. Please stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, guys. You're